I hope you got to enjoy your extra 1 hour of sleep. But I think for most of us, that is a wash. Irving Younger, Melvin Wax, Rose Malinger, Jerry Rabinowitz, Joyce Finberg, Cecil and David Rosenthal, Daniel Stein, Richard Gottfried, Bernice and Sylvan Simon. These are the names of those who lost their lives on October 27 in the shooting in Pittsburgh. And I start today by reflecting on these 11 beautiful lives, because today, in a unique way, we as Christians are connected to our Jewish sisters and brothers in our proclamation of the scripture. At the heart of our first reading in the book of Deuteronomy and in our gospel is a prayer. And it is a portion of a prayer that is central to the lives of our Jewish brothers and sisters, the Shema. It is a prayer that is recited by many of our Jewish brothers and sisters twice daily, in the morning and in the evening. And it is also customary to recite the Shema, or a portion thereof, immediately before bedtime and when one's death is believed to be imminent. Shema, Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. He is the Lord alone. Therefore, you should love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Not only do we find a portion of our readings reflective of a prayer central to the Jewish people, but we encounter in our gospel an exchange between two people of the Jewish faith, a scribe and Jesus. Yes, brothers and sisters, Jesus was a faithful Jew. It's an interesting exchange, because rarely does Jesus outright answer a question as he does here. Remember, recall that Jesus often answered the questions with a parable. But it's interesting that in here, in this scene, he answered the scribe's question outright. He answers the question of the scribe, describing not only the greatest commandment, but the second greatest commandment as well. Indeed, it's also a beautiful scene, because Jesus and this scribe come to an understanding with one another. Notice that there is no arguing. No one goes away sad. Both men understood and recognized that the love of God and love of neighbor are not conditional statements. No one contests the other. Both people agree that these two commandments are central to their lives and fundamental to what it means to be a faithful Jew. In light of recent events, such as those in Pittsburgh, more so than ever, we as a Christian community also need to embrace these two great commandments as central and fundamental to what it means to be a Christian. And perhaps the first step to do this is to recognize that when Jesus speaks of love of God and love of neighbor, he is not speaking in some abstract sense. He is not using love in a warm and fuzzy sense either. Nor is it a suggestion. When Jesus speaks of love of God and love of neighbor, he means it in a very practical and real way. Love of neighbor means placing the well-being of our kin before our very own. And these two commandments are meant to be lived out, dedicating our lives to God and seeking justice and peace for our neighbor go hand in hand. You cannot separate those two. It follows the cruciform. We have the vertical dimension, our worship of our heavenly God, of our God, cannot be separated from the horizontal dimension, our service and love of our brothers and sisters. They always go hand in hand. As we approach the upcoming elections, and as our society continues down the path of polarization, And as we face together the tragedies that arise from extreme ideologies, more so than ever, we as Christians are called to witness to these two commandments. In loving God, we are inextricably connected to the plight of our neighbor. There was an interview with a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, and the woman said that she would normally sit behind Bernice and Sylvan Simon, an elderly couple. But for some reason, she was 10 minutes late that Saturday for the service. She concluded in the interview that she had a feeling why. Because she is meant to carry on the tradition. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we are all invited to carry on the tradition of love of God and love of neighbor. We are invited to respond. To respond with real love, with love in action, with love made flesh, as our God became flesh for all of us. Amen.